Hello everyone, I'm George Myland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Ukraine's strike on a Russian oil tanker in the Mediterranean Sea. So just yesterday, they managed to hit one. Now, it didn't sink or anything, but, you know, did some serious damage to it. And, you know, these oil tankers, they cost hundreds of millions of dollars. So I'm not sure the severity, the extent of this hit. I don't believe anybody was killed. So it was an aerial drone, and notably, this over 2,000 kilometers from Ukraine in the Mediterranean Sea, because since the war began, the free world, which controls something like 80% of the world's insurance, refused to insure most tankers which are transporting oil, gas out of Russia, because send some by pipeline, but some by tanker around the world. I mean, unless it's sold below that price cap, I can't remember how many dollars it is the barrel, because the thing was to reduce Russia's revenue as much as possible so it couldn't fund the war. At the same time, they didn't want a shortage of oil on the world market, causing the price to spike. Now, ironically, that might even redound to Russia's advantage, because what oil it did sell, there'd be a greater profit margin. So it's a delicate balance. I'm trying to say that there'll be no insurance for any tanker transporting Russian oil, again, might actually be harmful to the cause of Ukraine for the reason Adam rated here and before. So there's a tanker off the coast of Libya when it was hit. And notably, it took place just before Vladimir Vladimirovich did his annual press conference. These were marathon press conferences, used to go on for hours. They were really a bravura show by Putin. But, you know, millions of questions will be sent in, millions. And indeed, you can get access to some of the questions. And obviously, they'd handpick the ones that he wanted to answer, could rehearse and so forth. So anybody could have the right to phone in and try and speak to him. So, you know, Russia's largely been denied the Black Sea. They've had to pull almost all their warships out of Sevastopol on the Crimean Peninsula and put them in Novorossiysk, the eastern edge of the Black Sea. And the Ukrainians are fairly safe in the western half of the Black Sea, that they haven't got their troops back on Snake Island in the middle of the Black Sea, because that would give them, you know, like a helicopter landing pad. It's a place for ships to refuel or store stuff, because the one thing on ships is there's very, very little space. So you can just store stuff rather than going all the way back to land. On the other hand, because there's only about 800 meters by 800 meters, Snake Island, you know, the Russians would hit it with missiles, and they, you know, anything on Snake Island would be destroyed because they couldn't miss by that much. Anybody, you know, just be nowhere to hide, really. But they've denied it to the Russians as well. They've hit some of the like oil rigs in the Black Sea that the Russians were using as little bases there. So, yeah, the shadow fleet, that's been used by Venezuela and Iran for decades when they've come under similar sanctions. So these ones, sometimes have no insurance and so on. There are about 1,000 of them. They often turn off their transponders. You're not able to tell who they are. They change their registration. They use a flag of convenience and so on. Is it very difficult to trace the ownership and so on? And this has allowed Russia to continue to export crude oil. And the vitality of this, or the cruciality, I should say, of this revenue to sustain their war effort can scarcely be overstated. So Putin was not happy about it. And he said that they will most certainly retaliate. Okay, he says that the Ukraine has a shadow fleet. Well, not true, and so forth. Obviously, Ukraine is mostly exporting grain. Anyway, Putin says he's going to cut off Ukrainian access to the Black Sea. We've been trying to do so for years, and so on. So it's kind of embarrassing that he has to talk about that. That is clearly a setback. So how did they do it? Which country was it launched from? We don't know. Because these things are often like illegal weapons outside your own country. Was it through a Ukrainian diplomatic bag? These things are not that small after a little bit. And by the way, diplomatic bag, because they can't be searched, go through customs. It's not literally a bag. It could even be a container for a diplomat's furniture. It could have been friendly countries like the United States, the United Kingdom, Germany, Poland. I don't know. This is sheer conjecture, which transported it for them and put it together on land on a country like Greece or a ship somewhere else. We just don't know. So the Ukrainians avow this will not be the last such strike. They hit a tanker called Kendil. Okay, so anyway, people, there's some countries which are not sanctioning Russia are willing to provide insurance to Russian oil tankers, or I should say tankers transporting Russian oil, will be more reluctant to do so because the risk is going to get destroyed or sunk goes up. Now, the Ukrainians struck an empty oil tanker. They didn't want to hit a full one because if that sinks, there could be a terrible oil slick, there's an explosion, okay, kill all the sailors. Could it kill people even nearby? And so on. So that's an audacious new strike from Ukraine. They're obviously trying to target the Russian economy. But then I say, but it's a civilian target. Okay, Russia targets civilian things all the time because the sailors upon that, they are merchant sailors. They're not military sailors. And the thing is, when you're doing these, you say, well, we're trying to sink the ship. We're not trying to kill the sailors. So ideally, sink in a way that doesn't kill the sailors. Sometimes it does kill the sailors. And if they are then in the water, not to then attack them. Unlike the United States, when there's unfortunate Venezuelan fishermen, when their boat was blown up and there they are in the Caribbean Sea, and Uncle Sam kills them, finishes off these poor survivors struggling in the sea, and that is really below the belt. That is barbaric. So that is against the Geneva Convention. There's just no need to do that. Yeah, so anyway, it's definitely a success for Ukraine. It's definitely a setback for Russia. One not very big or expensive drone managed to do this. Now, it might have been superficial, but it wasn't so trifling the Russians could ignore it. Perhaps a mistake in even acknowledging, yes, it's true. The Ukrainians did hit that tanker there. They prefer to downplay this. Perhaps surprised to say, no, they didn't. Lies, because they'll tell lots more fragrant lies. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecannon792@gmail.com. Goodbye.